sound the alarm, first mate.
We did it, sir. He's leaving Flanagan alone.
Prepare to give chase, first mate. That Leviathan is a danger to everyone in the seven seas. Prepare to fire torpedoes.
Aye, aye, sir. Torpedoes loaded and ready, Captain.
Well, what are you waiting for, man? Fire torpedoes.
What's this, Chucky? My submarine can go all the way to the bottom of the fishy tank.
That's the fishy. How come he doesn't need to be in a submarine?
He's a tuba diver. He just blows in his tuba, then he can breathe underwater.
Look out, Tommy. That big fishy's coming back to get the tuba diver.
Don't worry, Chucky. Submarine to the rescue!
You young people today just have to have everything new. Why, I've had my old station wagon since you were 15 years old.
Pop, I love my car. But with the new baby, we need to get something bigger. And I can get a great deal on a Pastorelli 9000 minivan just by buying it used.
Oh, used? You'll never find a good deal on a used car.
I will at Looney Larry's. They'll sell any car on the lot for half price.
I'll tell you what those used car salesmen are. They're sharks.
Don't worry, Pop. I know what I'm doing.
Well, time to pack it up, Sprouts. Looks like we're going to have to go along and save Daddy from the sharks.
See the sharks yet, Tommy?
Not yet, Chucky. I don't even see the water.
You know, they keep the good cars in the back for themselves. These cars in the showroom are just a bunch of spruced up junk piles.
Uh-huh. Just let me do the talking, all right?
What is this place?
I don't know. It kind of looks like my fishy tank, but I don't see my...
There they are!
Scrub-marine! Quick, you guys! We got to get in the scrub-marine so we can save my daddy from the sharks! Let's pedal!
The Pastorelli is a fine piece of Italian engineering. 300 horsepower, superb handling, and its unique tube-like design offers the lowest wind resistance quotient in its class.
Very nice, if you like driving a metal salami.
Good job! Let's climb on!
But how do we get in?
There has to be a door on it somewheres. See? Come on, scrub mariners! Let's go!
Genuine Venetian vinyl is standard on all models.
Sounds like you know your Pastorellis.
I'm a big fan.
You're a big ninny.
Looks like your kids like them, too.
Oh, my gosh, Pop. How'd they get in there?
Don't worry about it. These showroom models don't work.
My bet is that none of these lemons work.
Say, Gramps, maybe you'd like to stay here and watch the tykes while I take Dad over and show him a terrific little number we just got in today.
Would you mind, Pop? I'll need my wits about me if we're going to talk turkey.
Yep, I'll keep an eye on the sprouts, but don't buy anything until you talk to me.
Don't worry, we'll consult you every step of the way. They're so cute when they get old, like big bald kids.
Tommy? Of course, I'm only looking through my hands.
Looky, looky.
Oh, no! There's something swimming around my daddy!
And the chrome package raises the resale value by 10%. Easy. Not that you'll ever want to let go of this baby.
He can't hear us! He's going in! We got to dive this scrub marine and save my daddy from the shark! Paddle stations, everybody!
Yeah.
make it go down, Captain Dobby.
It's just like the elevator wish made, Chucky. Push the button.
And the car alarm is included. Absolutely no extra charge. So what do you think? That's an anti-theft device.
Do you see my daddy anywhere?
No, I see rocks and some seaweeds, and I think over there's a peanut butter and jellyfish.
But really, Mr. Pickles, those kids of yours have picked out the best one in the showroom, and we can always trust our kids, right?
Did it, guys! We missed the whale! A periscope!
Next time, can we make sure that Dill doesn't help?
What is it, Lookout Dill? It's my daddy! He's coming this way!
And the shark is after him!
Well, we're gonna have to teach that shark to be nice! Prepare to fire potatoes!
We don't have no potatoes!
Oh, well, let's just fire whatever we got!
Well, actually, these are the finest door guards on any... Ow! Actually, if you don't want to tip... Ow! Ow! Ow!
Excuse me!
Kids! What are you doing?
Cute little fellas, aren't they? Red-haired one looks just like you. Now, if you look at these fenders.
Darn! We threw everything at him and he's still there.
The shark's teeth are bigger than my head. I wish your daddy was in here with us.
That's it, Chucky. All we got to do is open up the scrub marine and let him in.
Open up the scrub marine? But what if the shark comes in with him?
That's a chance we got to take. Look out, Dill. Prepare to turn all the knobs and push all the buttons.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
Help me, Chucky.
Come here. Actually, I shouldn't even be telling you this, but this car isn't even used. Yeah. There was a little mix-up at the factory. And they sent it to us brand new.
Please cover, son! Huh?
What have you babies been doing in here?
We're gonna have to swim for it, you guys!
And did you ever hear the old saying, you break it, you buy it?
I'm sorry. I can't imagine how they could have... Kids!
Hey!
You do keep the good ones in back.
Now, wait a minute. That's the one I drive. You can't have that one.
Well, maybe you'd rather try to make a deal with the cops about this pile of junk you were trying to sell, my boy.
That's right, Dee. Half price, just like the ad. And he even threw in a car phone for free.
Wow, Tommy. This is the prettiest scrubbering I ever seen. An admirable daddy really knows how to drive it, huh?
Yep, first mate, Chuckster. Our adventure is over. We're heading home.
Like Grandma DeVille's Creole surprise.
Ta-da! The Finster Family Tomato Celery Aspic. The trick is de-seeding the tomatoes.
Mixed nuts. We've been on vacation.
Hey, bro, did you check out that Museum of the Strange and Unusual I told you about?
Oh, we sure did. It was great.
Yes, we owe you for that.
There was the biggest grown-up in the world, and the smallest grown-up in the world, and there was a little house made all out of chewing gum. They even had a two-headed cow.
Darn, drop that last pig in a blanket.
Whoa, that's a small pig.
We should give it to that weird place Angelica was talking about. The world's smallest hot dog. Sorry, Cynthia, but you need to look really weird. Sorry, Tommy. Oh, that's okay, Chuckaroo. Oops. Did I mess up your picture again?
No. I was gonna draw it that way anyways.
I never bumped you before, Tommy. I always sit here and you always sit there. Do you think my arm growed?
Oh, Chucky, I know. It's because you used to put your crayon in the hand next to Spike's doghouse, remember?
Oh, yeah. Guess I forgot. This head color's better.
Chucky's very artistic, Chaz. Say, I never noticed before, but is he left-handed?
Well, he's been switching back and forth. I'm sure it's perfectly normal.
Normal? You know what being left-handed means, don't you?
Using your left hand?
Well, exactly! Which means Chucky will be different, as in he won't fit in, as in he won't make the right friends, as in he'll never get into an Ivy League college!
Now, Charlotte, that's not true. Left-handers can do everything right-handers do.
Wasn't Uncle Hugh a lefty?
Yeah, he never had a problem. Except remember how he always put his pants on backwards?
Still, please. Chucky will be just fine.
Well, maybe I should encourage Chucky to use his right hand.
Now, Chaz, I'm sure that's not necessary. Maybe Lipschitz has some thoughts on...
Of course! Why did I think of Lipschitz before? He has that new While You Wait toddler consultation kiosk down at the mall. I can still get there before they close.
Why did your daddy go away so fast, Chucky?
I think it was because I was coloring with my wrong hand instead of my right hand. You guys, I didn't even know there was a right and wrong hand.
Well, they look the same to me.
No, there's something wrong with this one.
Step right up and see Angelica's Weird Stuff Show. Come see the seventh blunder of the world, the two-headed doll.
Hey, Angelica, you got the two-headed doll?
That's right, Timmy. Price of submission is one cookie.
Oh, that's just two dolls stuck together.
It is not. For your information, Cynthia and Cynthia were born this way.
That's not worth a cookie.
Hey, you don't get that back.
I think it's very special that Chucky's left-handed. Only 10% of the population is, you know.
Still, he'll need special scissors, desks, notebooks, and he'll never be able to drive a stick shift.
Well, I can't even do that.
Aunt Dee Dee, can I play with Cousin Dale?
No, honey. He's got a little cold today.
I'm Jerka.
What's the matter with Finster? Chucky's sad because he does everything with his wrong hand. Oh, that's not his wrong hand. It's his left hand. Don't you babies know anything?
My left hand? So it's not wrong?
Well, I didn't say that exactly. In fact, only 10 persons in the whole population are left-handed.
Only 10? Then I'm really special.
You're not special, Chucky. You're different. You're gonna have to use different stuff, like spoons and clothes and food. Oh, and you can never drive a car.
Oh, what does have to happen to me?
It's not all bad, Chucky. Now you can be in Angelica's Weird Stuff Show. You'll be my main distraction. Chucky, the left-handed boy.
Thanks anyway, Angelica, but I don't think I want to be in your show. I just want to be Chucky, the regular boy.
Okay, but don't come crying to me when you can't get a real job.
I don't want to be different, Tommy. I want to be like everybody else.
Well, you used to use your right hand. I bet you could do it again.
You think so?
Sure. Come on.
One cookie!
Okie dokie!
Not for you, Goo Boy.
That's just a baby! Hey, my nose runs too.
Hey, get back here! You owe me a cookie!
Regular babies ever again. I'm gonna just always be different. I guess I'll have to be at Angelica's show after all. I'm gonna go now. Angelica, I'm ready to be in your main distraction.
Oh, Chucky. Well, I've got some really, really good distractions already. That's the most tried up dead fly that ever lived. And that's a real true dinosaur bone. And that's Uncle Stu's gross potato salad.
Why's that here?
It's got yucky green things in it.
So, I guess you don't need me. See ya.
I just remembered. All potato salad got yucky green things in it. But there's only one left-handed boy. So people can see how weird you are.
Hi, Chuckaroo. Are you having fun?
Well, kind of. Except I have to sit next to an old dead fly.
Now talking to my main distraction. You can see him for a cookie.
Angelica, why can't I talk to my friends?
Sorry, Chucky. You can only be friends with weird peoples now.
I got to be friends with a fly and an old dog bone? I want to be friends with Tommy and Phil and Lil.
Ah,
What's so great about them anyways? Look at them. Phil eats bugs. Lil's always got a dirty face. And Tommy's bald and lumpy. There's something wrong with all of them.
No, there isn't. They're just different.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, so if we're all different, then I'm not weird. I'm the same as you guys.
Chucky's right, Angelica. We're all different. Even you.
Me? What do you mean? I'm not different. How am I different?
Well, you're, kind of bossy.
What? I'm not bossy. Hey, get away from that fly. You babies, move over there. And you, stop sneezing. Hey, I am kind of bossy, aren't I? Cool.
So the people at the Lipschitz kiosk said to just give Chucky plenty of reassurance and he'll be fine.
Well, of course he will. It's only Dee Dee who can't drive a stick shift.
Well, actually, I can't either. Oh, and while I was at the mall, I saw this left-handed store, and it had all these neat things for lefties. You see, here's his left-handed whisk, and a shoehorn, and a steam iron, and this really nice pencil.
Step right up! Come see weird peoples from around the robe! We got Tommy, the amazing bald baby, Phil, the bug-eating boy, and Lil, the dirtiest girl in these ignited states, and me, the bossiest girl who ever was born! What's wrong? No pushing! One more time! Give me that cookie!